This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts in 153 cities. Thank you for your trust. Broadcasting into 53 countries as well. Did I say 153 countries or cities? I think I said it right. If I didn't, forgive me. Not going to sit here and complain about all the mistakes I make. I mean, after all, I'm not the standard, right? Christ is. Amen. That's where we want to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen for that. 2 Peter 3:18. But with that said, friends, I just got this from my friend Adam, who just called in a moment ago from Michigan. And I wanted you to see this because we're talking about gay pride, right? And I'm going to probably end up going over to, you know what, as a matter of fact, I'll just do it right now. Adam brought up Isaiah 14. Satan fell from heaven because of his pride. I want you to see this, okay? It says, "Thy pomp has brought you down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" Okay? "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." He wanted to be above God. "I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." Satan said, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." I'm here to remind you by the Holy Ghost, that will never happen. Never happen. Verse 15, Isaiah 14 and verse, I'm going from 12, 13, 14, 15, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit." We're talking about forever. But again, this is how Satan fell. And then what Adam brought up was, well, it was quite appealing to me because I wanted to bring up the fact that Dana Nessel, the attorney general, the top law enforcement agent in that state, I'm not going to call them officials because they're not officials, friends. They're representatives, okay? And in this particular case, she's a plant. And why do I say that? Well, just when you thought Pride Month couldn't get possibly any more gay, said the Attorney General in Michigan, "What's wrong with the state?" There you have it right there. She's at war with God. Micah 3:5. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? "Senator Jerry Moss and I made this." And then she put a rainbow. And then she said, "Happy Pride." I want you to see the immaturity in her development mentally. This is why, again, they're called crimes against nature. And this woman exhibits the point to a T. You'll listen to the audio, and you'll also be able to watch the social media platforms from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe, go to the right side of the page. You'll see on social media platforms what I'm about to show you. You'll also notice them over on the front page, top left, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Now, listen to this and check this out. This is the Attorney General and representative, right? A Senator Jerry Moss. This is what they made. This is the video they wanted to share during the month of June called Gay Pride. I just want you to see it for yourself, friends. And they're legislators, law enforcement. Listen.
"Hi, I'm Attorney General Dana Nessel. And with me today is State Senator Jeremy Moss. And now that we have your attention, we'd like to take a moment to welcome you to Pride Month. As Michigan's first openly gay attorney general in the history of our state, it's an honor for me to represent the 10 million Michiganders in our state. Jeremy, what does Pride Month mean to you?
Thanks, Dana. As Michigan's first openly gay state senator, Pride Month has become even more significant.
The man acts like the woman, and the woman acts like the man.
LGBTQ plus issues in the state of Michigan and in the state legislature. For state of Michigan employees,
and they want you to believe this is normal.
You can raise awareness for Pride Month and advance inclusion in the workplace. For example, you can learn more about Pride Month. Now's the perfect time to take a moment and learn about the history of Pride Month.
Make pronouns a priority. Have you ever received an email with a signature containing a person's pronouns? Pronouns are important, and using them properly...
See, they're subversive to American government, friends. Do we all understand this?
Language.
What's wrong with America?
You should make sure that the way you speak...
Do you think that if they chose to war against God, that they're going to actually uphold his law? That keeps you free? No.
The hiring decisions you make, the people you choose to be on a certain team.
I mean, it's frustrating, folks. That's an attorney general. Folks, that's a senator in Michigan. The Michiganites are under attack like crazy. Why do you think that these people have been appointed? Learn from history. That's what you need to do. You need to learn from history. This is an attorney general. This is a senator. And people are still trying to figure, oh, man, gay pride, you know, we're all for it. We're going to give them a green light. You're giving a green light to those that are being used in a subversive manner when it comes to your government, and you wonder why you're becoming enslaved. It's because of your ignorance. Put that up against Isaiah 4:6. So all you have to do is check out your local laws to understand what I'm telling you, friends, is true. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, there's so many videos I need to, video audios I need to play for you. Back in 1987, Michael Swift revealed in his Homosexual Manifesto, 1987, the Homosexual Manifesto was entered into the congressional record, just so you understand where this is coming from. It was put into the congressional record. What has always been about, what it's always been about, and just like I said, it's always been about the kids. But some will say, Bradley, that's just not the case. I don't care, quite frankly, what you have to say. I'm going to show you the proof in the pudding here, because the fact of the matter is, friends, everything about the Homosexual Manifesto is aimed at our children. You don't believe me? Here, check this out. The Congressional Record, 1987. This is the information they've had since then. Check this out. Listen carefully. This is the Homosexual Manifesto.
This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th through the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the Congressional Record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all
your house of Congress,
whenever men are with men together, your sons shall become our minions.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
That I wanted to kind of drop on you really quick, too, before we continue on with gay pride and exposing it for what it really is, crimes against nature. It's interesting to note that you heard during the last break, friends, about how Australia has been under a government lockdown for over 1 year. I want people to understand how it is that that happened. Well, back in 2018, did you know that their guns were confiscated? See, it's the same thing going on in the UK. They have to disarm them before they can act in such a fashion that they act. The same thing over in France. Same thing over in Germany. See, they disarm them and then they assail them. And don't tell me there was no pre-planning going on here, friends. And this is what they're trying to do here in America today. And don't get all excited about these decisions. How many times have we had decisions where we have a federal judge or the Supreme Court come in and say, you know what, the Second Amendment says that the people have the right to bear arms. I don't need to be reminded as to what the Second Amendment says, friends. I know the reason that I have it. I know what it says in the Second Amendment, and I understand who I am. Why do they continuously do that? Well, while you're being attacked on every other front, you can rest assured, friends, it's a matter of time because what they're doing is etching away at your right to bear arms every step of the way. Well, they see that the American people now have given way to the fact that, well, you can go ahead and violate their free speech through big tech companies. You can lie, you can defame, you can do whatever you want to do, say at the mainstream media, because the courts will never do anything against them. Well, that's the facts. But I want to tell you something, friends. That is why you are an armed nation. Because you all the well know as to what direction that these criminals, and I'm talking about the bad guys, not the good guys. We love the institution of government. Okay? Exodus 18:25. It's ordained by God, for God. It's called common law. It's called the Mosaic Institution. But there's a reason, friends, that I continuously highlight the crimes in government, because therein lies the problem. And until you, the American people, take responsibility and right the wrongs, nothing's going to change in this country. And I continuously tell that to you for the very purpose of saying, hey, listen, let's do for our posterity what our forefathers did for us. That's only the right thing to do, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Isn't that what Jesus taught us? Yeah, that's the end of the law. Matthew 22:37, we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Right? That's the first. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And isn't love the fulfilling of the law? Yes, it is. Romans 13. Yes, it is. That's what we should be doing. That's the reason, by the way, going back to my point concerning how it is that the Australian government is getting away with what it's doing to its people by locking them down for over a year, is because they've been disarmed. And again, just pay attention to disarmed nations, friends. Look at how their governments act. But I want to tell you something, friends. You're not too far behind in the United States of America to allow big tech companies to violate your First Amendment the way that you have. Especially over the last year. I mean, this is, without a question of a doubt, a criminal conspiracy taking place in this country. Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. Back to what we were just talking about concerning gay pride. I want to go and I want to take you somewhere new. And again, I told you you're going to be offended. And I just shared with you a bit and piece of Michael Swift's revealed homosexual manifesto, which was revealed and inserted or injected into the congressional record back in 1987. I want you to listen. It's a very short audio video, but you need to hear it because it's all aimed at our kids. Okay? That's what this is all we've been about. Look at the history. And matter of fact, here, friends, I have right in front of me the Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man that ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. Okay? The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002. By 4,392 priests. Okay? Former Big Brother's Big Sister's volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under the age of 16 years old. It's all aimed at the children. Okay? And just so you understand, and folks, I could literally spend the rest of the show on just giving you statistics, and I need 2 more hours to get through them all. It's all aimed at the kids. Let me finish this manifesto, this homosexual manifesto, again, interjected into the congressional record in 1986 or 7, and I want you to decide for yourself as to what this is all about. Check this out. Recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy, queer, at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies.
Wow.
We will
listen to that love,
the
tolerance.
Powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed.
Congressional record.
Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history, history filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We, too, are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks.
Whoa, wait a second. I thought they were the tolerant of the loving. No, this is nothing but a threat. Your dead, puny bodies.
You'll be recast into our images. Why is your government promoting this sort of activity? Friends, why is corruption in your government promoting this sort of criminal behavior? Only you can answer the question. I can't answer it for you. Okay? But this is, in fact, what's happening. I told you that you are going to be offended. Okay? I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. It's bleeped out. There's so many swear words. But I also want you to understand that this is a homosexual organization in Minnesota. They were using children, teaching them vulgarities, advocating that which our laws condemn all across the United States of America. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you. But what you're about to see and what you're about to hear is criminal activity again, just like the little boy in New York City that's doing strip teases, acting as a transgender, and men throwing money up on the stage in bars in New York. This is all highly offensive. Folks, there's people in prison for a long time, 20 years, for these sorts of crimes that are being acted out in the bars of New York right now through 11-year-old kids. Okay? Acting as women, undressing in front of them. Why, Americans, are you not outraged about what's going on? And what do you get? You get gay pride. All this information that I'm giving you right now, this is what's behind the whole movement. The homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend your U.S. Constitution. Okay? This is very short, but I want you to check this out as well, because it is very offensive. But listen to this, and watch this. The following content may be considered offensive by some. It is, to say the least. They have a problem with hate. Listen.
A Christian f***ing right?
Let's get a church.
Preaching f***ed up hate.
Don't f***ing talk to me about this.
Kids swearing.
Listen up, haters.
Don't be hating on the homo.
You hating. You hating.
You're gonna f***ing hate this.
You're f***ing anti-gay.
Put you in a motherfucking headlock and look at your motherfucking ass.
Hey, listen to this stuff. Isn't this crazy? Little kids using the F word. Men dressed up as women, women dressed up as men, men making out, women making out, little kids giving us the finger. This should outrage every American in this country. We're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the economy begins to rebound, the May jobs report is showing that employers are stretched thin to find workers. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack child care or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News. Another meeting is planned for Monday after President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito spoke by phone. They're trying to reach a deal on infrastructure. The White House says Capito offered to increase the proposal by $50 billion, but the president said it didn't meet his objectives. A life-saving rat who won a medal is calling it quits. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
An African giant poached rat named Magawa retiring this month after 5 years of sniffing out landmines and unexploded ordnance in Cambodia. Magawa, credited with clearing over 1 million square feet of land and detecting over 100 landmines and unexploded ordnance, the Belgian nonprofit that trained him announcing the retirement on Thursday. It says while the 7-year-old Magawa is still in good health, he has reached retirement age and is clearly starting to slow down. Landmine detection will continue, though. The nonprofit says 20 new landmine detection rats have been cleared to continue Magawa's work. From USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, keep in mind again, this is what they're not showing you. I mean, my line should be off the hook right now from parents saying, are you serious? Yes, this is the stuff I've been trying to tell the American people for 15 years. Oh my goodness, friends. And did I fall to the mainstream media's attack from the New York Times, from the MSNBCs, from the CNNs? And friends, let me ask you a question today. What's the best that you have today concerning the conservatives, yesterday's liberals? What are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. Sean Hannity on Fox News, what is he doing? He's interviewing Bruce Jenner, calling him Caitlyn, trying to give him the nod, or at least in helping him get the nod for the gubernatorial candidate of California. That's the best that you have. Why are you not offended? This is criminal. Hey, friends, you all well know that I've done a lot of high schools across the country in 25 states. Public schools, two of them were Christian schools. If I was to go inside a public school and talk and act in such a fashion, I'd be thrown in jail, and I'd be criminally prosecuted as a pedophile. How is it that this is normal activity when the media does it? How is this normal activity when the mainstream media does it, the useful idiots do it, and the corrupt in government do it? The very things that your government, corruption in government today, is allowed to do, they should be by law condemning it. They're not. They're advocating this behavior. I just played the manifesto, the homosexual manifesto that was inserted in the congressional record. They all the well know the crimes of these abominable individuals that make life choices to disobey God. Deuteronomy 30:19. How is it that people don't pull the curtain back and understand? I mean, when a man acts like a woman and the woman acts like the man, do you think that's normal? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, they would go to jail for this behavior. They would have to be turned in. There's videos out there, friends, from the 1960s where you're taught by your government to turn these people in for their crimes. You'd go to jail for 21 years if you were caught in the act of sodomy. If you were to lay for a child, oh my goodness. Now they're doing it right in front of you. Well, they come out of the closet, they're trying to push everybody that would basically object to it, stand against their crimes, asking for the law to be executed against their crimes against natures. Well, they want to push you in the closet. Gosh, Americans. What an embarrassment. Oh my goodness. Folks, it's going to get worse. I've already shown you how they've used children, given us the finger, telling us blank hate, having men, you know, fondle men and women fondle women, and F you, all of you haters, when everything they're doing is criminal. Okay? Well, anyways, with that said, I think you get the point. I'm just trying to figure out why my lines are not lit up right now with outrage. I'm trying to figure out of 771,000 people, why it is, besides censorship, why it is that I don't have 50,000 people right now angry about what's going on here, just on that one channel. Shame on you, America. You know what I've noticed, too? And I'm going to take this call in a moment. You know what I've noticed? I've noticed when it comes to the homosexual agenda and the abortion agenda, which is completely illegal, I've noticed on those two topics, this is where the people are quietest. All of you quiet, apathetic, tolerant fools, let me say something to you real quick. You are hastening judgment upon yourselves. Those two topics are always the last two signs of a nation that falls to judgment. I don't know if you're aware of that. Look up your history, folks. When you allow babies to be dismembered and murdered because the government illegally sanctioned it, when you allow your Supreme Court to justify the unjustifiable by creating something called homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. By the way, I have a friend on social media platforms right now. I don't know all of you personally, but you're my friends, and I appreciate every one of you. We're on the same side here. That is said, and you just posted, this is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. You better know it's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. You better know that you who have been exalted to heaven like Capernaum are going to be brought down to hell. You better know God is not turning the other cheek as to what you tolerate in front of your faces when it comes to your kids. You better know and understand Manasseh was judged for the very things concerning innocent blood alone. He was judged for the very things that you are turning the cheek to. And so was Sodom and Gomorrah, who, by the way, was set forth as an example to them that afterwards should live ungodly. Period. You're daring the justice of God by giving this a green light. I'm going to go ahead and take Wes from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Wes. Welcome back, I should say. Always appreciate hearing from you. What say you today, my friend?
Good afternoon, my friend. I thought you might find this interesting. I made a comment earlier during your show, because I am outraged about the behavior and what's going on, especially
Amen.
The transgender support. So I simply commented, you know, online. You could probably look it up if you have the time, which you don't. But this is an outrage. I cannot understand why transgenders are being allowed on screen, all right? And we talked about this the other day, exposing themselves, so on and so forth. Well, guess what? I got a 30-day ban from Facebook because I watch your show through Facebook at right now. But
you got banned because of my show?
I got banned because of a comment I made on your show for 30
okay.
days.
Okay, if you could do me a favor, can you take a shot of that, a screenshot for that, or a screenshot of that for me, Wes, and please send it to me? I need to forward that to our attorneys.
be happy to do that.
Thank you.
But I was just flabbergasted that, wow, I'm speaking out against it. I said, this needs to be dealt with by the law, and these people need to be hung on Main Street, quite frankly.
That's what our forefathers did. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that was my comment. That was the result of the comment. And I thank goodness I memorized your phone number so I could call and talk to you.
Appreciate you, brother. I totally do. I always love hearing from Wes. I really do. Please send that over to me as well, Wes. I need to, again, get that over to our attorneys. We got Cody calling in from, actually, Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? There you go. Cody? Oh, don't know what happened there. Oh, it's refreshing. Do forgive me, Cody. Just hang on 1 second. If you want to call in, friends, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Something just went down on Comrax. I don't know what that was. Cody, call back in, or if you're going to call back in, give me one moment. We'll get that fixed up. 1-866-582-9933. Comrax just went down. Can we get that back up? I was just going to pull Cody up and some other phone calls. Don't know what happened there. What I want to do, friends, if you don't mind, this is getting fixed up really quick. I want to go over to, again, one of those things that I warned the American people about. When I fell under attack concerning that of the mainstream media, when I was standing up for, again, our children in public schools, they began to attack me, and I understood why, because it just fell down again, Sam. What was interesting is we learned real quick as to what this was about, and the more they attacked us, the more I pulled the curtain back to understand why they were attacking us, and then I began to dig up all these crimes against children. And as a matter of fact, I've spent much time showing you statistically as to the crimes that they are, in fact, responsible for. And again, these are the crimes that they don't want you to know of. Can you go ahead and pull that over to that screen, please? And I want you to know this. There was a guy named Dan Savage. And it's bigotry in reverse is really what it is. And I'm going to get to him because he was one of the guys that Barack Obama was using to browbeat kids into submission. And I said on national radio from Washington, D.C., when I was on Salem Communications, you know, Dan, come on, let's do this publicly. Let's me and you get on a stage publicly. Let's film this and let everybody see what this is about. They're going to avoid me like the plague. Because they don't want guys. See, the mistake they made with me is they attacked me. Oh, they didn't stop there, by the way. They were threatening bomb threats to my ministry. They were talking about having sex with me. They took my house. They put it up online. They put my physical address up online. And that was just the tip of the iceberg when you're dealing with these people. But this is the information, and I broadcast it. I show everything that these people are responsible for because, again, that's the stuff they don't want you to understand as to what it's really about. So with that said, I'm going to get over to Dan Savage in just a moment, but I got my lines lighting up right now. I'm going to take Diana, my friend Diana from Illinois. What say you, Diana? I'm curious.
Hello, Bradley. For all of those who are poo-pooing the idea that they are after your children, I can testify that they absolutely are. I have not seen my very own daughter for years due to her homosexual and base lifestyle choice.
Okay. And there you have it.
And I remember reading from Romans to her when she came out and told me that she was now going to be a lesbian.
Hmm.
And you know what? It was shortly thereafter that she basically cut off communication with me. And as much as it hurt, you know what? The Lord has really shown me through these years. If you love your children more than him, you know what? You're following the wrong God.
That's
you're
right.
Following, and we have to stand strong and stand together because, you know,
we got a hard break coming up, Diana, real quick
thank
here.
You.
Yep, thank you very much. Got some more phone calls coming up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You get an email every day showing you what kind of trouble we're getting in for doing the right things here. That's how you know. It's interesting. I never got in so much trouble in all my life until I started doing what the Lord told me I was supposed to be doing out of love towards Him and out of gratitude for what His Son Jesus Christ did for me on the cross, John 3:16. Wow, it's crazy how that works, isn't it? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on social media platforms. Join us on BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Join us on social media platforms. By the way, you can get a Rumble feed live every day. And again, friends, we got just on that channel alone, 50, 60,000 people watching us every single day. We appreciate you. As you just heard from Wes in Indiana, he's being banned from actually making comments on our show over on Facebook. Friends, we're taking it to them. Rest assured. I don't care how this rolls out. I am so sick and tired of the illegalities going on here. I mean, the plain sight, they're doing this kind of stuff, friends. There's nothing legal about what they're doing. That's another thing I wish someone would challenge me on. If you're an attorney and you like to tell me that it's their own platform, please call in because I want to make you look real stupid. I really do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. We got Karen calling in from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you. I have a granddaughter out in California who will not speak to me because she is now a lesbian.
Okay.
And I pray for her. I love her, and I pray for her. but I will not accept what she's doing, so she will not speak to me. Her mother was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away a year and a half ago. She even got married to another woman. And my daughter passed away a year and a half ago, and I still worry, is she in hell? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. You know, it's interesting to me. So her mother was a lesbian.
Yes.
How did that work?
She was a lesbian first.
Okay.
And then my daughter, who would do anything in the world for her daughter, became a lesbian and even got married before she died. And
huh.
She died of cancer. She went through a living hell for having cancer and all the chemo and everything. And by the way, I love your show. I watch you every day, and I have a lot of my friends watching you now.
Well, I appreciate it. And, ma'am, I'm sorry, first of all, for your loss. And secondly, the reason that she's rejecting you is because she's not so much as rejecting you. The way that the Lord told Samuel, he said to Samuel, I said, listen, Samuel, because he felt the same way. They're not rejecting you. The Lord said to Samuel, they're rejecting me in his word. So the worst thing that you can do, and I say this in a positive sense, is keep praying for him, Karen. Keep praying for him. Because the Lord says that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And the wicked are those that know right and wrong, but they do the wrong thing. And he said that he wishes that all would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So you hang in there, and I appreciate you as much as you appreciate me, believe me.
Thank you.
Thank you. We got Cody calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, good afternoon. Yeah, it's amazing that we have churches that, you know, nobody will stand up to prevent all this sodomy.
Oh, they're advocating it. They're advocating it, Cody.
Well, sure, but the men need to stand up. I mean, where are the men in this country? You know, it's amazing. I guess we've been brainwashed. I think that's what it is. Because I had a guy come and fix my appliances, and it's a little bit of a long story. But he said he had a gay daughter, and he was all offended when he asked me what I thought about gays. And I said, well, you know, they should just keep it in the closet, you know. I didn't say they should be thrown off a building, but that's how he treated me. He's like, I was the worst person in the world because I said, I don't want kids exposed to that in public. And he said, oh, I'll never work for you again. And
yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, well. So, oh, well.
Right. Well, he had a 19-year-old kid working. It's amazing. So this kid's just in high school or just out or whatever, you know, and he was so mad at me. It's amazing. The brainwashing is complete.
And, yeah.
You know,
Cody, can I be honest with you? Hey, listen, when you see my wife, you'll understand why I never went that direction, brother. You have to feed. That was a compliment, by the way. You owe me a big one.
I've seen your wife. She's good looking. Absolutely.
And, right, what did you say, Cody? She's right here. I'm playing with you.
Good looking there. I said, yes, you would definitely not want to go that direction. But, no, this Constitution, if the Constitution is such a great document, how come it's not protecting us? You know, everybody wants to believe that this Constitution, Constitution is such a great document.
Yep.
You know, but most of the founders were deists. So,
that's, you know what, I'm going to do a show on this up and coming concerning this week, concerning what you just said, that they're deists. I want to reverse that because I want to go back to the founding documents, and I want to give you a bunch of information that has been, again, revised for us to believe that they were deists. I'm going to go down that road just because of what you just said, Cody. You're my friend. Yeah. I appreciate you, Cody. And with that said, I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's just, you know, we really need to, if the states need to really assert their states' rights, if they're not willing to do it, I don't know what we're going to, that's really the only potential non-violent.
Well, Cody, here it is. Article 2, Section 3 comes in, that they faithfully execute the laws found within. Okay, that's not what they're doing. So if they're not doing that, then we need to change up representatives. And if they're not going to do their job in upholding the law to keep us free, well, what we're finding, they're doing just the exact opposite. That's what we're even talking about today on the show, is what? Well, government promoting what by law it should be condemning. The problem is corruption in our government, and we must must deal with them. Cody, for the sake of time, I got to play this video, and I totally appreciate you, and I'm sure my wife does too, right, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
That was really nice.
That was nice. Thank you, Cody.
Okay, now what I need to do is I want everybody to hear this and see this, because this is Dan Savage. This was their spokesperson, and I want to put a little salt on your tongue to so you can understand how vile these people truly are. And I have to get to this for the sake of time. Check this out. This is Dan Savage. This was the appointed radical that would not come up against me publicly. Check this out. Dan Savage is a spokesperson for the homosexual anti-bullying campaign, which is nothing more than the affirmation of homosexuality, GLSEN, exemplified my point to a T when he began to dare God's justice by attacking the Bible, the homosexual stumbling block, and to curse those who did not agree with his perversion. It was reported that the first thing the bully said was, "Hope you're all using birth control." In a high school.
Yes. Bullshit in the Bible.
And then continued spewing out sexual innuendos to high school students.
Dangerous
game, dog. This bully also set an atmosphere of hostility towards Christians who espoused beliefs that he was literally taking on himself. More than 100 students stood up and walked out of his derogatory, perverted, deranged, vulgar. I thought everybody was going along with it, friends. Not at all. Not at all. Yes, I said a high school. The bully that took off the mask of the radical homosexual agenda was Dan Savage, founder of It Gets Better Project, an anti-bullying campaign with supporters and contributors from none other than Barack Hussein Obama. If Dan is not licking doorknobs in hopes that others get sick with the flu, then he and his husband are guests at the White House for President Obama's 2011 LGBT Pride Month reception, as well as attendees at the White House Anti-Bullying Conference. Keep in mind, this is the same president who overlooked the ICE investigation into the Pentagon. 5,000 DOJ employees were investigated for child pornography, who appointed over 225 homosexuals into key positions in government, including Supreme Court Justice Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard, and who appointed as a safe school czar Kevin Jennings, who wanted to queerify the elementary. The National Education Association has worked hand in glove with this agenda as well. They already had an LGBT caucus for teachers, but in 2010 felt it necessary to celebrate a new caucus, the Drag Queen Caucus. The National Education Association.
This is all from 2011, and nobody wanted to listen to me.
And it's interesting, this spokesperson for the radical homosexuals also said that his opposition, his political opposition, he wanted to see them drugged behind a pickup until there's nothing left but a rope. That's the whole premise for hate crimes, friends. And it shows you who's doing the hating here. And just think, right under the noses of their parents. So with that said, friends, all these videos are going to be made available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can go ahead and check them all out. We have tons of resources. I do educational videos. And it is worse than you may think, friends, but they must be stopped and they must be lawfully prosecuted, every single one of them.
And you know, really, the heart of the issue is the heart. Matthew 3:10 says, "And now also the axe is laid into the root of the trees." If we get our hearts right before the Lord, every branch, everything that we're talking about will be changed, because that's what salvation is. It's regeneration. It's a turning, a 180-degree turn. Absolutely. So please do, guys, for those of you who are listening and our new listeners, because we're picking up new listeners all the time, thank you for supporting the Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, and you can choose a level of membership to become either a monthly supporter of our work or a one-time donation. We appreciate all of your support. God bless you guys.
Love you about what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.